You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Yeah. Yes. Play that sweet Primus bass line.
Friendly faces everywhere. Mobile phones without temptation.
That's right. No temptation. None of it. Hey, folks. Bing is for doing. We're here doing the South Park Classic AfterBuzz show for y'all. How you doing? Good? Glad to hear it. I'm John Barrett. With me, as always...
Hey, guys. I'm Kira Batte.
Is Kira. We'd also like to quickly wish our engineer, Marissa, a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
So, tonight in our continuing...
South Park Classic.
Yeah. Is the word. We go to season one, episode four, Big Gay Al's Big Gay Boat Ride, which is something of a milestone for South Park.
Yeah, that's what came to my mind.
And to some people, a milestone for television.
Yeah, it was. Especially because it was like in the early 2000s.
1997.
Was it?
Yeah, it was that early.
God. Do I feel old? I keep thinking 10 years ago is like the 90s, not like 2000.
Nope, 10 years ago was 2002.
Don't tell me that.
So this was 15 years ago. This was on television.
That makes me sad.
15 years ago.
Wow.
So for those of you who don't are not familiar with the plot of this episode, basically the main plot is that Stan's dog is gay and he slowly comes to terms with it, which is a thing. I mean, this is one of the interesting aspects of South Park, where it's a very real thing that happens to an 8-year-old, is figuring, like, sort of getting a vague understanding of what gay is.
And is it at 8?
I mean, that's...
I am sheltered my whole life.
I know that's when everyone started calling everyone else gay in school.
Yeah, we did. Okay, fine. Touché.
And that's sort of the... age when that comes up. But so we've got a few things to discuss, and we're going to start with the sort of B plot of this whole episode. Mm-hmm. Is that South Park Elementary is playing Middle Park Elementary, which is a great, great name.
Of course.
They're playing Middle Park Elementary in a football game. I've never known elementary schools to have competitive football teams, but...
No.
I'll buy it, sure. And it's a big deal. This is a really big deal for South Park. And that part of Colorado altogether.
That's right. Home of the Broncos.
Yeah, because it's very important. So important that Kyle, or Stan, the quarterback mm-hmm. of the football team, gets special treatment from his teacher.
That's right.
Which is a nice, subtle little jab at our school systems for giving special treatment to high school quarterbacks. What is it that Mr. Garrison specifically says? Star athletes deserve special treatments. He gets an A- for his report, in which he essentially just says Asian culture is bad and should be eradicated from the earth.
Yeah.
I didn't get to write that down. But I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Something along those lines.
And he got an A- on that report.
Oh, good. A-. And then he also referenced how he was a star athlete, therefore he is better than other people.
Right. It's great. And you also see the reason high school athletes are treated so well is because of the effect it has on the community around them.
Right.
And you see that very clearly defined in this episode, where everyone puts their entire life savings.
Life savings.
Thousands of dollars on a elementary school football team to cover a 72-point spread. Let me just break down all of the ridiculous things in this. One, betting on an elementary school sport is beyond the pale. Two, betting your life savings on anything is a bad idea. Three, 72, you always take the 72-point spread. No one's going to get beat that bad unless it was a middle school team against the Broncos. Correct. Always take the 72-point spread, you guys. That's a little sports advice from John. If it's a 72-point spread, you take the spread.
Thank you.
That's some guaranteed money right there. Before we go too far, y'all are on our website right now, probably, afterbuzztv.com. And y'all need to buy stuff for yourself, the people you love, because the only way to really prove how much you love someone is through spending money on them. And you know what's a good place to spend money on stuff?
Where, John?
Amazon.com.
Yes, indeed.
And you know how, like, usually to get to a website, what you have to do, and you have to go to the navigation bar and, like, type it in and stuff? That's a time waster.
Yes.
But you're already on AfterBuzzTV.com, dear listener, and we have done something, it's saintly what we've done. There's a banner ad on AfterBuzzTV.com. Click on that. Send you over to Amazon. You do your shopping like normal. Everybody goes about their day happy, healthy. Here's the secret. You don't have to do anything else other than shop at Amazon.com from that link. They're giving us money.
Yeah.
You like listening to us? Do it. Give us some of that sweet Amazon.com cash. You know you want to. All right. So back to South Park, guys.
All right.
South Park introduces two pretty big recurring characters in this episode. First off, we've got Jesus, who I don't think has made an appearance as of yet.
I don't think so.
Because he hosts, for some reason, Jesus has returned in physical form.
Love it.
To South Park, Colorado.
Of all places,
South Park, Colorado, and of all things, to host a public access television show where he gives people advice. Jesus has been a pretty serious centerpiece of many of the plots of this show. So it's really funny to me that this is the way they introduce him. They give him so many funny lines where the guy's on the phone with him and he thanks him for whatever piece of advice he gave him. And then, and also thank you for dying for my sins. That was real nice of you. God bless you, Jesus. And then someone is, I think it's Stan's uncle.
Yes.
Whose name I always forget.
Stan's uncle is fine.
I think it's just Stan's uncle anyway. is praying at the game, and Jesus is attending an elementary school football game because that is what Jesus is wont to do in his earthly form, because there's nothing else that Jesus would be doing with his time. And not only is he at an elementary school football game, but he's pissy that they pray to him during it. Which is great. Classic Jesus, guys. The other big South Park character that gets introduced in this episode, who comes back quite a bit, is one of my favorite side characters.
Really?
Big Gay Al. Just because every time they use him so like effectively for their message.
Yeah, they do.
And and without like dehumanizing, you know, without making him part of a message, you know, he is a guy and happens to go along with the message they're trying to convey. I love the little magical elements of him that he,
like the suitcase thing, yeah, where he just like vanishes in the sky.
Oh, it's, he's,
thanks guys, my work here is done.
Yep. I love the establishment of "I'm just super, thanks for asking," which is great, and I mean was something of a cultural meme for
it was
about
yeah.
a decade after that first came out. I love that he has a gay animal compound,
like sanctuary,
and I love and every episode where he comes, you know, he comes back as a scout leader, and that's a great. That's a great little commentary that they use. I think, is he the one who Mr. Slave leaves Mr. Garrison for later?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember.
I think so.
We'll look back in our files.
I think so. Anyway, Big Gay Al introduced, changes the game. Real game changer. We're going to get into more of how that's a game changer, but first I need to remind all of you out there that there's this company called Apple. I don't know if you know. I don't know if you've heard of this company.
I might have.
I think they're going to do. I think they do some pretty interesting things. So be on the lookout for this Apple company, guys. I think they're going to do stuff.
Stock tip.
Yeah. That's a stock tip. But they have this service called iTunes, and it's like you can listen to music and stuff's on it. The other thing you can do on it is listen to podcasts. And you know, if you're listening to this, you're probably into podcasts like ours.
Yes.
You can just go to iTunes, download their little podcast app, and then use that. And here's the great thing. You can use that little app or go to our page on the iTunes store and just watch our stuff, comment, rate. Takes a second.
Please comment and rate.
Comment and rate. You don't like something we're doing? We'll stop doing it if you comment about it enough. If you like stuff we're doing, comment about it, and we'll do more of it. If you have a suggestion, leave it in a comment. We'll probably get to it, hopefully. You know, not everyone's opinion matters. But rate, comment. Also, tell your friends about us. They'll like it. I mean, you like it, right? So, like, why are you hanging out with people who aren't going to like it? Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, please don't.
Don't be an idiot. So, Big Gay Al marks an important moment for South Park in that this is the first, I mean, it's obviously the first time. It's a pretty heavy subject that they're dealing with.
Yeah, especially back in the 90s.
Yeah. This is the first time that we see they deal with homosexuality, which is a thing they deal with a lot on the show.
Yes.
And they deal with it very well. And I was just reading up on this article or this episode before we came in and watched it today.
Look at how dedicated he is to you guys.
I know. I really work hard.
A minus.
A minus.
Just like Stan.
That's right. But this episode was really the first episode of almost anything to deal with homosexuality this way. You know, to have a child experience, learn about what it is, so that we as a viewer are sort of forced to see it from the child, like how a child would see it, which is a good way to think about it. Because like basically, Stan first hears that his dog's gay and thinks, by the way, side note, I'm sure most South Park fans know this, but for those of you who don't, I'm going to drop a bombshell on your brain right now.
All right, let's hear it.
Stan's gay dog, voiced by none other than George Clooney. That's straight up. Straight up facts, folks. The more you know.
How do you think they got George Clooney on there?
Thank you. It was like this was a pretty cutting edge show, I guess. I don't really know. I know a lot of weird cameos are a lot of weird cameos. And I think people were just like, what? All I have to do is make a dog sound? All right. Because, like, Jay Leno did a voice early on. There's lots of big names, weird big names.
That just decided to do it.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was so interesting. Because George Clooney, that's what I was, like, waiting for him to do something. But then I remember she's like,
yeah, it's just.
And I was like, wow, George Clooney, I am so glad your valuable A-list time can just be dedicated to making a couple of dog sounds one day.
It must have taken, like, if it took 20 minutes to record his part on the show. then God bless him for committing that hard. But it really didn't need to take any more time than that.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, back to the sort of crux of the mm-hmm. matter. You know, it deals with, like, this episode sort of shows real people's real reactions to homosexuality, and it's only slightly exaggerated. You know, Mr. Garrison is probably the one who has, like, the harshest reaction, mm-hmm. and that's not that much harsher than, you know,
Texans.
A very, like, Westboro Baptist Church. I don't want to start beef, but if I'm going to start beef,
comment about the show.
Yeah, rate and comment, Fred Phelps.
You know, tweet us if you'd like.
Yeah, thank you. At J. Dugan Barrett. my opinions do not reflect AfterBuzz TV, so.
Thank you for that disclosure.
Yeah. But it's, you know, there's people hate gay people. And this sort of accurately reflected that, like, and it also accurately reflects the sort of schoolyard attitude about it, mm-hmm. which is like gay means weird. That's what it means on the schoolyard.
Yeah, especially in middle school. Yeah. I always said gay meant stupid.
Yeah.
Now I know better, but
right.
Yeah.
But it's a great. I think it's a very interesting and the right way to go about it, having Absolutely. An 8-year-old then go to this gay animal compound and see that it's just animals that just happen to be into animals who are of the same gender. And it's a, you know, it, so all of a sudden Stan comes back super enlightened and he's like, well, stop hating gay people. And he makes that big announcement at the end of the football mm-hmm. game. And people are weirded out by it because in 1997, I don't think much of America was like, I think you wouldn't have to go that far out of a big city to find people who basically would have that attitude of what?
Right.
Why are you saying this?
Yeah, well, I was also going to think, something I wrote down was, the reason why I think South Park is so funny, especially with Mr. Garrison's part, is, like, the ignorance of it. Because, you know, he says stuff that's so ignorant and so stupid, and it's like, but this is the reality of it, and this is what people really say mm-hmm. think and do all the time, and you can't help but I love how it's a cartoon, so yeah. it just makes everything just so blunt, and it's yeah. like, that sounds so stupid. Why do people say that? Duh. And they've been doing that a lot with politics, with everything yeah. political. I mean, I won't jump into anything, but just like there's this one about politics in 2004 about, like, no matter what, we're going to choose between a douchebag or a turd. And you know, it's kind of, yeah. there you go, and a turd sandwich. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I'm thinking about voting now, I'm like, you know what? South Park is so right. And I can learn a lot of things from South Park.
Yeah. I mean, I think. On some level, because it's a cartoon, it has to be the simplest version of
absolutely,
of what
and that's
saying.
Always right. That's but the Occam's you know, razor. It's,
or, yeah, yeah, yeah. South Park, Occam's razor of television.
It's so true. And just like the if you ever look at the Scientologist episode,
yeah.
it's like I have heard that everything on that episode is like 100% accurate.
Oh no, it is.
I was like, South Park is so educational.
Yeah, it's the same thing for the Mormon one.
The Mormon one. Yeah. Oh, I love that one. Dum da dum dum dum. Yeah, that's one of the best episodes. So yeah. I went to college for 4 years, learned more on South Park than I have in college.
That, I think that speaks more to how bad your college experience was.
I did go to the University of Arizona
okay,
and got my bachelor's in psychology.
That
so.
Explains it a little bit. I just want to point out some of the funnier things that these
okay,
people
let's do it.
Shouted about gay folk. Cartman says that his mom told him God hates gay people. And that's why he smoted all of the sodomies in France.
That went over my head.
It's a reference to for God burning Sodom. But Cartman turns it into sodomies in France, which is hilarious.
Yeah, fourth grade.
Because we can get homophobia and francophobia in one. Great fat little sentence. this is also a sort of more minor point. This might be one of the first times we see Cartman be hateful for no reason.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is great.
So they've already got that brewing in season one. That's good.
Yes. What else do we, what do we get?
Well, I also kind of noticed they made something about Barbra Streisand. They've always had it out for her. They have always had it out for her. So I kind of like that.
In fairness, Barbra Streisand is like a gay icon, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
And that's sort of, that's the point that they were making there. And Julie Garland.
That is true.
But I think the fact that they chose Barbra Streisand and then have Mecca Streisand come in, I think it does indicate that they have it out for her.
They just have it in for her.
But yeah. Yeah, that's great. What did Mr. Garrison say? Gay people are evil.
Oh, he went on.
Like, to their very core.
Their black hearts.
What does it pump instead of blood? I think it just pumps pure evil instead of blood, according to Garrison.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, funny in retrospect. Yeah. After everything we learn about.
And how it goes up to their brain.
Yeah.
And that's why they're that way. Or something or
which
other.
Which is so great because of Mr. Garrison's bizarrely floating sexuality.
Of course.
I also love that when Chef accuses him, or doesn't accuse him of being gay, but sort of suggests, but aren't you gay? He goes, oh no, I just act like that to get chicks. Because
that really works.
Because, you know, if you've, like, gotten a chick to trust you in the way she trusts a gay man, and then you're like, hey baby, let's bone, I think you've blown your cover.
You've lost the trust.
And I think it's over.
Yeah, and it is.
I mean, I don't know. I've never tried it. We'll have to ask my former co-host, Jack Waz, because I'm sure he has. Of course, also we have Chef sort of continuing in the role of wise, older
character.
Because he's like the only adult in the town who is like, being gay is cool. It's just being gay. The other thing I love is Stan training Sparky. So he's like, sit, and Sparky sits. Shake, and Sparky raises his paw. And he's like, all right, Sparky, don't be gay. Don't be gay, Sparky. Don't be gay. Which is, I mean, you know, that's probably how you get dogs to not be gay, I guess. I've never done it. Someone try an experiment.
Go to
actually,
obedience school. Let us know.
I don't know. I mean, like, in the interest of science, I would like to see if it works. But in the interest of, like, animal sexuality, I don't want to, like, say whether animals should be gay or not.
There
so maybe not.
Spirit.
I don't. Also, I like the real heart of fourth gradeness is, to me, Cartman saying, your dog is a gay homosexual, over and over.
I love how they say gay and homosexual, as if it's not the same thing.
Right. Because they're idiots. He's an 8-year-old, and he's an ignorant, fat, racist, homophobic 8-year-old.
Yes.
So, of course he's going to say something stupid. Oh, my God. I forgot my other favorite thing in this episode.
What?
When they're in the gay animal thing, and they see, like, all the groups of gay animals, mm-hmm. and it's a gaggle of gay gooses. Which would actually be a gaggle of gay ganders, probably.
Is it?
Well, if they're male gooses, then it's ganders.
Oh. Well, maybe they were female.
But maybe they're lesbian female gooses.
There you go.
Either way. Whatever floats your boat. Is our message here.
In the Big Gay Al's Big Gay
In
Boat,
big,
right boat?
Yeah, whatever floats Big Gay Al's Big Gay Boat is all right with us here at After Buzz.
That's right.
Y'all want to hear some commercial? Because I do.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee! What a feeling! I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road, And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Woolly Bear sent you.
Again, I point this out fairly frequently, and I am going to continue to point it out until my iron will is seen to its end. That commercial should end with Woolly tagging XOXO Woolly Bear.
Because he likes Gossip Girl,
because
is that
why? Because he likes Gossip Girl. I mean, come on, guys.
It took me a while to catch that on, that he liked Gossip Girl. I was like, oh,
yeah,
cute.
But I mean, he does.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Should be South
again,
Park, but whatever.
Again, whatever floats your boat is good for us at AfterBuzz.
That's right.
So, you have an interesting story to discuss, Ms. Kira Bate.
TV News.
Okay, so if you guys are a South Park fan and also a video game fan like I am, you guys will know that South Park is coming out with Stick of Truth at Comic-Con. If you've been following Comic-Con, which is awesome this year, they had a hands-off preview. So Game Rant actually said it's one of the most entertaining RPGs they have ever played, which is obviously amazing. And also from other gamer resources, they said it was entertaining and funny. They said it's practically as funny as South Park, the video game.
So check that out, folks.
Yes. And so, really quickly, it's about a new kid. He's roaming the streets of South Park. He runs into Butters, who's the Merciful. They take him to the kingdom where he must seek out the Wizard King, who is obviously played by Eric Cartman. They got the emo kids played as vampires. And you can see more at the E3 trailer. They also make a lot of references to the show practically everywhere, so fans will not be disappointed. You guys got to check it out.
Check that. All right.
And that's all.
That's all we got for news and gossip. And obviously, we can't predict anything because
we know what happened.
We know what happened. I wish I could hear that theremin music, but I can't. So we're going to sign off now. As always, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Kira Bate.
That's on the Twitters. You can find me on the Twitters at J. Dugan Barrett. Thanks for listening and watching. We'll be back next week with a different episode. Same bat time, same bat channel.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. We'll be right back.